And so what I really wanted to focus on this episode is lore. We got to start talking lore because, in my opinion, one of the most important things in MMO, it's going to be the lore. It's got to be set up correctly going into the game, and then it's got to be delivered well throughout the game. How important do you think the lore is?
World building.
Mm-hmm. How big do I think the lore is, you said?
How important is it for the game? There's people that don't care.
Oh, boy. No, yeah, there are people that don't care, but I mean, when you look at Guild Wars 2, I think that's the first example I think of where like world building is not the first and foremost component of an MMO would be Guild Wars 2. And that game does well enough, right? But I don't think it'll ever reach levels of like World of Warcraft or Final Fantasy 14 for that reason. And the truth is majority of people are going to play an MMO casually. They're not going to be pushing like, you know, the gameplay to its pinnacle, right?
Yeah.
And in that case, most casual players are going to lean into the story. That's just kind of what happens when you play a game casually. And that's the majority of an MMO player base. So absolutely, world building and just an immersive universe that feels lived in, that's insanely important for any MMO, in my opinion.
You know what I think is funny? So I agree with you that casual players tend to be more invested in the lore, and someone who's like, you know, really just invested in end game or like, you know, the world's first raiders or heavy PvPers don't really get invested in the lore. Samicus, we actually saw the opposite. This guy did not care about the lore at all. Samicus is our brother. He streams too. You guys should check out his stream. But he did not care about the lore for World of Warcraft at all. But now he became like, you know, he's pretty hardcore. I would say he's hardcore because he plays, you know, he's like 5 a.m. till 8 p.m. every morning.
5 to 8 a.m.
Yeah, I'd say that's pretty hardcore. And now he's invested in the lore. This guy never read a quest text in his life.
So, that's very true. I did not think about that, but you're very right about that. As soon as he became a high level like end content player, that's when he started caring about like what's going on with Chromie, like this random gnome character. Like, dude, I don't know. It was shocking to me too. I never thought he'd be the kind of guy that falls into the lore. But he really did when we started playing more aggressively.
Yeah, he's got like theory videos out and stuff. It's funny. It's funny.
Oh, yeah. Anyone can fall into the lore, honestly. Any demographic.
And even I think the people that don't care about the lore at all RP a little bit. Just a little bit. Oh, like, yeah. Everyone RPs a little bit. Like, you don't have to be sitting there and running full RP scenes in the middle of a city in the game. But you RP a little bit. And everyone, absolutely. Yeah.
Dude, even the guy whose like character's name is like Dumbfart or something like that, he cares about his character in terms of like, you know, he still picked his race because he thinks that's the cool race, you know? He picked those eyebrows on that orc because he thinks those eyebrows look cool, all right? So at the end of the day, you have some level of attachment to your character just in terms of who they are. And that makes you invested in like the world, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think human is the most created character in World of Warcraft. So
I think in every MMO.
Yeah.
It's human.
Yeah. So no, I wonder how it's going to be in the Riot, because the thing is with the Riot MMO, we were talking about characters last time. Man, we're going to do the tangent thing again. We were talking about characters last time, and we were saying how there's different characters of the Tauren, or not really the Tauren, they're the Centaur.
Yeah, the Minotaurs.
The trolls. Yeah. Yeah, Minotaurs and trolls. But Vestaya look pretty human a lot of the time. There are Vestaya that don't look human at all. I don't think you'll be able to play as those. You know, there's like a lizard creature in Bilgewater, but that's like a lizard.
Yeah.
I don't think you'll be able to play that. I think the character that you do play will be pretty human. So I wonder if you'll see more of a balance, because Vestaya do look almost human in a lot of ways. You know, they're not like elves or anything like that. You would think Ahri is a human if you don't look too close at her face or her eyes or her tails. So just look at her.
Like, from like the neck up, if she like puts her ears down, you know.
Exactly.
But I definitely know what you mean, because I think of the Vestaya the same way in terms of the MMO and like the race population. I think the Vestaya are going to be the blood elves of the game, you know?
Yeah.
They're going to be.
I think so too.
Yeah, it's going to be Vestaya and humans. Far and above any other playable race in the game. Humans will definitely be number one, and then Vestaya, and there's going to be a massive gap, and it's going to be all the other races.
Yeah, massive gap.
I think humans
and then
will
Yordles.
Stay number one still. Yeah, yeah.
And then
Yordles,
everything else.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Dude, I hope so. I mean, I think Yordles, more than any other small race in any MMO, actually have a fighting chance to be a decent population. But every yeah. MMO, just the small population, let me tell you, they are passionate people, but they are few and far between. But they do exist. It's just, you know, like World of Warcraft, you got your gnomes and goblins. I think, like, you're going to see gnomes. And if somebody plays a gnome, they're committed to it, right? Same yeah. with goblins. And then you have the Lalafell in Final Fantasy 14. And again, I was in a guild that was just Lalafell. And they would do like social events and stuff like that. In the capital city, they do like marches of just small people. That's what they did.
What the heck?
So I 100%, 1 billion percent certain Yordles are going to have that same vibe of extremely passionate people that just like, you know, like if somebody's maining a Yordle, they have four alts that are also Yordles. They're not going to have any other character, any other race on their account. But
I'll say this about Yordles too. I've never played a gnome. I never wanted to play a gnome. I never played a goblin. Never wanted to play a not goblin. I played the Final Fantasy a little bit with you. I've made that dragon character. What are they called?
Yeah.
I didn't make a Lalafell. Yeah. But Yordles, I actually like Yordles. Like, I like them. I think they're cool. I think they're a cool group. Like, I like them. I think they're fun.
I think they actually have a fighting chance. I'm not counting on it. I'm definitely not expecting it for them to have a decent population, just because I think most people are not going to like know what Vandal City even is, right? They're just going to hop into it and they're going to see the little guy and they're going to be like, you know, I'm going to play the freaking cat girl. But
yeah.
When people see how cool the Yordles actually are after jumping into the MMO and maybe even having some experience with League of Legends with like characters like, oh my god, what's his name? I always forget the Noxus Yordle. God, I love him. That rides the freaking lizard looking thing.
Oh, Clank? Not Clank. I'll find it.
Dude, he has such a weird name. But so do our Yordles, right?
I feel like the Yordles, they got variety. They've got a lot of variety. Like, that's the cool part.
Yeah, so everyone will have a Yordle that appeals to them, you know? There's they have by far the widest variety of a race, but then you have Vestaya, which is just kind of cheating. But
I will say this, they do a good job of that.
The Rider
mode does a good job of that, where, like, you know, a lot of other games, they'll make, this is the character, this is their personality, like maybe three different types of personalities, and that's them. Humans are very wide breadth within, because I feel like they're more spread out. They're more like, it's more like a world. They're not so concentrated. Like, it's there's Yordles in Vandal City, there's Yordles everywhere. There's humans in Noxus and Demacia, there's humans everywhere. There's Vestaya in Ionia, and there's Vestaya everywhere. And you got, like, Kled, who's in Noxus, who's completely different than Poppy in Demacia, and that's because it's where they grew up. And they're completely different than Heimerdinger in Piltover. Like, they did a really good job of making the world feel like how it would if it was a real world. Like, yeah, no, they wouldn't all be the same. And even in Vandal Tale, like, you have this all these different areas, and each of the Yordles is different in those areas. And then there's subgroups with different, like, vibes in just those areas.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, I completely agree. That's one thing that I always give Riot credit for, is that a race is just a race, and that's about it, right? Like, it's mostly just, like, physically, like, how they look more than anything is what defines a race. But other than that, dude, they can just be anything. Like, Poppy relates more to humans than she does Yordles. And that's really cool to me. Like, there are plenty of Yordles who don't call Battle City home, even though that's the capital city of the Yordles. Right? Like, that's where they stinging originate from. But not all Yordles are going to live there. And I love that. They definitely, like, I think even, like, early on, that's just always something that they've had in mind. Because, like, just even, like, League of Legends heroes, right? Like, they're not going to make every Yordle the same. They want heroes to be diverse, and that just kind of led to Runeterra being this awesome place where every single character is completely different from all the others. But, yeah, I think that reason alone is why Yordles have a fighting chance. Because I think everyone's going to see a Yordle at some point in the MMO that they're going to like, you know?
Yeah.
It's not going to be like the gnomes, where they're all just a bunch of tinkerers and it's super, like, you know, pacifist.
That's what it is. Like, they have that personality, and that's it. Yeah, Yordles have variety. You know, there's like Yordles in Bilgewater is not the same as a Yordle in Ionia. And even in Vandal City, like there's so many different types of Yordles.
Yeah, absolutely. Dude, yeah, I agree with you that Yordles actually have a fighting chance to be a decent populated race. But we'll see. I still don't have my hopes up.
Yeah, temper your expectations for sure.
Yeah, yeah. There's still small people on the character select screen. So.